Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media as the Ravens count down to Sunday night showdown with Buffalo.
Okay, good seeing everybody out here in this beautiful Wednesday afternoon in Owings Mills, Maryland, huh? So perfect conditions for football, perfect conditions to work on the things that we can work on in terms of the wet balls and all those kind of things, the slippery field, the footing. Really, really grateful for that opportunity to do that. I thought the guys handled it really well. We had a good practice, and we're moving towards our Buffalo game on Sunday night. We're very excited about it. Obviously, you know, probably right now the top football team in the National Football League. That's what everybody says, and you sure see it on tape. Very well coached, very tough, all three phases. Very efficient so far this season, everything they've been doing. That's why they've been having the results they've had. So we're looking forward to the challenge and the opportunity. What questions do you have?
John, going against Buffalo again, a lot of people, first name pops in my mind is Josh Allen. What's kind of the challenge in the face of Josh Allen?
Well, I mean, Josh Allen, pretty much everybody that watches football in this league understands those challenges that he poses, and he's one of the very best in the business at what he does. He's unique. You know, he plays his style, and he does it his way, you know, and they build the offense certainly around him, all the attributes that he has, throwing, running the offense, the read stuff, reading things out in terms of the passing game. He throws it to every level, so, and he's got a really good cast around him, so big challenge.
Coach, can you tell us about Patrick Ricard and the asset he has been on Derrick Henry's success the first few weeks?
Well, yeah, Patrick Ricard probably just doing what he always does, you know, and I think he stepped it up another notch in terms of how he played in this game. He's been playing well, but he did rise up even more, I think, and continued to improve this week and showed up in terms of the lead blocks and those things in front of Derrick. It's a big part of what we do.
Coach, in that frame, Justice Hill is giving Derrick Henry a good 1-2 punch. What do you see with Justin, how he's been able to contribute?
Yeah, Justin is a guy that people, like, forget about sometimes, right? You know, and Eric didn't forget about him. He signed him to a new contract last week, right? So that was good, and there, you can see why. I mean, they are kind of a good 1-2 punch, and they play off each other really well. They run the same plays, too, but they also run different plays at times, and I just think it's a good change of pace for the defense.
John, you guys have been so good at stopping the run so far this year. Buffalo likes to run the ball between Allen and Jones.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're one of the top rushing teams in football right now, and they've kind of committed to the run game, and they've committed to all the things that go with that. You know, they've got all the RPOs, they've got the read options, they've got the play action passes that go off of it, the quick play actions where they get behind the backers when they start bringing the linebackers and the safeties down with the run game. I think he reads it out really well with the RPOs, so it's going to be a big challenge. You know, we're going to have to defend the whole defense. He's going to have to defend the entire offense, full width of the field. It's not just the run game. I mean, they'll throw it deep on you. They'll throw it to the sideline on the screens. They're pretty complete in what they do. Yeah, that's kind of exciting. You know, it's a situation where I think opportunity kind of met there. And he was in a situation where he's ready to get back. He's healthy and he wants to start playing. He was available and he was here close and he was here at one time recently and liked it here and wanted to be back. So I think his agent and Eric worked it out to come back on the practice squad and work. He says he's in great shape, but work his way into football shape again and be another piece. I mean, it's good to have another legitimate pass rusher on campus. That's a valuable thing.
With Derrick, you know, he's one of the older running backs in the league. He's also just in incredible shape and physical outlier. You probably want to, like, exploit how he can wear down defense, but he also put it safe for the year. How do you kind of manage or approach managing his workload for a guy with so many kind of unique elements?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's one that we have talked a lot about in this circle over the course of the last few months. And really, I think it's something that is part of the big picture of all the guys that we have. So, you know, Derrick's workload, so to speak, is managed by the fact that we have Lamar playing the way, you know, the offense is built around Lamar. You have guys like Justice. You have guys like Mark. You have Isaiah. You have Zay. You have Bate. You know, you've got Nelson. All those guys kind of spread the workload out naturally, you know, and that's kind of the way we've built the offense.
Is trying to clamp down things in the fourth quarter, is that something, a mental aspect thing, or something you guys can practice and work on?
No, it's a great question. I mean, it's both. You know, it definitely is a mental thing in terms of, I think, in terms of just play the defense the same way you played it for the first three quarters. The calls really aren't any different. So we're fully capable of doing that. So you can want to be in the right mental space to do that. And also being intentional about it at practice, as you're saying. I mean, put yourself in that kind of a situation in terms of the plays that we run and the things you have to stop, and then making the plays. You know, it's a playmaking business, you know, and these guys are the best in the world at it. I love our guys. We have so many playmakers. I'm confident that we'll be able to do that.
John, I know you want to stop. You mentioned the penalties the other day. You know, message of, hey, we can't commit these. How do you go about getting to that? Is it a technique thing? I know there's various penalties. Is it technique?
Yeah.
What's the message?
No, it is really technique. I mean, honestly, it's 95% technique. There is part of it that is awareness and all those kind of things and mindset. Yeah, there's cadence issues. There's formation things that are more the mental things sometimes. You work on those too. But the technique is really what it boils down to. And we do try to chase good tech. We don't coach holding on to the edge. We don't coach anything to the edge. We coach within the proper technique. We're never trying to get an advantage on the rule. We don't think it's good technique to do that. We want to have our hands inside. We want to be driving people off the ball. That's how we want to be covering with our feet, you know, those kind of things. So in that sense, we are able to just kind of keep coaching our technique, the good technique, because that's what we start with. Just got to do a better job with it.
The team has a really good record on primetime home games over the years since 2008, best in the league. Obviously, we just had a good team here for a long time that's won a lot of games, period. But in these home primetime games, you see something different from your team, do you feel like? Why have they been so good in that situation?
I think we've had good teams. I think we have a great stadium at night, especially. You know, the crowd's into it. Yeah, I thought you were going to go with the fact that we don't get as many primetime home games as everybody else. You're not going?
Anymore.
Oh, yeah. Is that part of the question? No?
It
no?
Be.
It could be? Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone. I'm going to leave it alone today. Yeah, right. We're looking forward to it. Our guys love to play, you know. And, you know, only way I can answer that question is go to the stadium and experience it, because there's nothing like it. You know, there's nothing like, you know, a primetime game in M&T Bank Stadium. That's really what it's all about. And I know the fans who have been there, they know it because they make it that way. So anybody that hasn't been there, I strongly encourage you to get a ticket and show up.
John, I know that, you know, Lamar is and Josh Allen are going to be on the field at the same time, but, you know, there's a lot of discourse about those two quarterbacks, how they're both kind of elite guys and great playmakers. Lamar's probably going to come out and say, you know, I'm not competing against Josh Allen, but is there anything that you learn about him or reflect on about him in matchups like this where it's, you know, two of the great quarterbacks in the league going head-to-head?
Yeah. I mean, you will have to ask Lamar that question, because, you know, I'm not an elite quarterback, you know. Not an elite player in any sense of the word. So I don't know what it's like to be that in that matchup, so to speak. I just am grateful to be a part of it and to be around it, because, you know, these are the things that you're going to look back on and you're going to say, wow, wasn't that cool to be there for that? You know, that's why we do all this. It's why all of us in this circle right here do this. It's why the fans watch, you know, and are part, love football, because you get to be in, you get to join in with that. For two guys like Lamar and Josh to kind of have that, you know, to be those guys, I think is a pretty amazing, cool thing. And I'm just glad to be next to it.
John, can you talk about the unique aspect of being able to add veterans to practice squads and how that's a new dimension? Is it fruitful for you, or how is that fruitful for the NFL?
I think it's really good for the teams, and it's really good for the NFL, it's good for the fans, and it's good for the players on the teams, because you have more players out here at practice, one thing. So the players are going to stay healthier because the workload gets split up a little bit. You can actually, with the new rules, you can split the workload during the longer season now more, which helps keep guys healthy over the long season. Some guys that might have been forced to play 10 years ago, even 5 years ago, through some things, you can back down, get them healthy, and then play another guy up off the practice squad. And I think it's prolonged careers, you know, because you wouldn't have a spot for maybe on your team before because of how much it costs or just wouldn't have room. Because those guys need to actually practice. Now you've got more practice squad guys. You can bring a guy in like that, and he can practice and get ready for the opportunity when it does come up to fill the role that we just talked about. So I think it's a win-win-win for everybody.
John, Phil's obviously
I think what happens in the course of the season is it's a very physical sport, Jeff, and you got guys that are going to be working through things, you know, pretty much every week. I think if you look around the league, you'll see that pretty much with every team. So, you know, we've got to deal with those things just like everybody else.
John, Buffalo is obviously without Alano, Bernard. I guess they ruled out Teron Johnson.
Right.
What's made still that second level of their defense still so good without those big time guys?
Yeah, I mean, they're a chemistry defense. You know, they play together really well. They have, first of all, they got a really good team. I mean, they got a lot of depth. They've done a great job. I think Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott have done a great job of building that team. They drafted well, and so they got a lot of good young players. You know, and they can bring guys in. They play at a high level. Then they're put together really well. They've been running the system, so you know, guys know the system. They step in. They've had a lot of reps, and they play well together as a result. Yeah, that's a good question. I really wish someone would ask that question, you know, of Sean, and then find out whether that's a possibility or not. You know, expect them to get in dime a little bit. They've done that recently, but whether they'll get in base or not, I don't know.
With Derek, more thing about him. So you don't see a lot of running backs like even make it to age 30 or year 9 in the NFL.
Are you doing a Derek Henry article? Okay.
are there ways that you've seen that experience like show itself on the field? You know, that's in a unique way, just all the football he's played.
Well, yeah. I mean, yeah. I've seen this guy do it because we've been his opponent so many times. I would just appreciate it being on the other sideline the last few games. But example would be the play where we ran a drill play, which is a kind of a downhill gap scheme, A-gap play that can bounce. He took it and then right away took it to the edge and got around the corner and got the first down. I think he gained about 11 yards to the left side on that play. I don't think too many backs would have seen that develop as quickly as he did. He's run that play a lot in his career. And for him to take the handoff, take about a step, and then take it right outside and know he was going to get it, probably an example of what you're talking about right there.
All right, thanks, Coach.
All right, thanks.